From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Meg Britton Mellis reports in the Berkshire Eagle that after a drought, floods, smoke, heat, and spongy moth this summer, Pittsfield has two documented cases of mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus in recent weeks. And members of the city's Board of Health want to spray pesticides to reduce the population of mosquitoes, but the city council voted in 2021 to stop allowing truck-mounted spraying to control mosquitoes. Chris Horton, director of the Berkshire Mosquito Control Project, said the July flooding led to many more mosquitoes. Horton said, and I quote, "We're still doing larval control everywhere, but when the Housatonic River flooded, that was, we couldn't even have access to the area and mosquitoes were already coming off. The water was too deep to go through and put the larvicide in," end quote. The Board of Health is now asking the Pittsfield City Council to meet on the mosquito issue. And you can read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Brian Campbell reports at New York State of Politics that on August 3rd, Governor Kathy Hochul announced $12 million for scientific ideas on electric vehicles as New York transitions away from polluting fossil fuels. The money is for the development and demonstration of innovative, replicable solutions that advance electric vehicle adoption and the integration of electric vehicles with the electric grid and for better hydrogen fuel cell technologies. Hochul said, and I quote, "As New York continues to advance towards a zero-emission future, it's imperative that we continue to improve the affordability of clean transportation ownership as we scale up a resilient and reliable energy grid. This $12 million initiative offers an innovative way to do both, exploring and supporting options for vehicle charging infrastructure that also provides energy back to the grid. We are committed to making it possible for both residents and companies to transition to owning and charging electric vehicles, building a greener future for all," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Ben Mitchell reports for News 10 in Albany that New York's Department of Environmental Conservation hosts the 12th annual Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count on August 5th at sites along the Hudson River Estuary. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "The annual fish count event provides a great opportunity for New Yorkers and visitors to get outdoors or go online and learn about the many fish species that live and thrive in the Hudson River. With sites from New York Harbor to Cohoes, there are many places for young and old alike to participate in this year's event," end quote. Seine nets, minnow traps, rods, and reels are used to catch fish that are counted and released. The state has set up the Great Hudson River Estuary Fish Count website for more information. Read more about this story at News 10 Albany. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.